Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Saquon, is this as bad as it has gotten for this team, do you think, since you've been here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to go out and say that. It's definitely tough right now. Losing like that, getting embarrassed week after week. But got to be a man about it. Can't, obviously, you can be in your feelings for only a short time, but you got to get ready for next week. That's NFL.
What happened on the sideline in the first half where you and Dable had an animated kind of conversation? What was that about, and what were your emotions in the moment?
I don't know. I didn't see it. I'm not able to watch the game. I was aware that it was an animated conversation, but I don't think it was that. I mean, we didn't get the conversion on the 4th and 3. And I think, was I frustrated that we didn't get it? Yes. So maybe that was a sign of frustration, but it was no argument, nothing like that. That happens. It's football.
It's obvious early that you guys needed to run the ball to kind of take it some off Tommy. And there was just nothing there. What did you see those first 7 carries that you had run yard? Looked like they were very much geared up to know you were getting the ball.
Yeah, I mean, what do you expect? You know, that's kind of where every team mindset kind of going to be. We got to do a better job. I got to do a better job first. To take the load off of Tommy, make it easier for him. They came out. They had a great game plan. You could tell from the first 2 snaps what kind of day it was going to be. But obviously, I feel like we made adjustments in the second half and we were able to get it going, but it was just a little too late.
Did you re-injure your ankle later?
I wouldn't say I re-injured it. Someone landed on it pretty good. But that's the nature of dealing with a high ankle sprain. It's gonna linger throughout the whole year. You really don't, you know, it's like a month after you're done with the season. That's just the nature of it. But thank God that nothing worse happened, and it's something I'm able to continue to fight through.
On the 4th and 3, do you think they should have called a different type of run there instead of the run up the middle?
I'm not going to get too much into the details, but you know, as a player, as a competitor, you know, you want the ball in your hand. I'll just leave it at that. I didn't convert it.
There's still 7 games left. Your quarterback situation is what it is. Like, how do you guys become competitive, not have to just snowball like this the last 2 weeks?
No one's going to save us but us. We got to figure it out. That's it.
What do you say to 89-17, that's the 2 scores of those 2 games, getting blown out by your division rival twice? Does that hurt more because it's your division rival? Does it stick more because it's the Cowboys?
I mean, just getting beat by anybody like that sucks. I don't think there's more or less because of Dallas Cowboys, but it's been tough. You know, my 6 years here, going against Dallas and Philly, and you know, coming up short and getting our butt whooped against them. But if we want to be the team where we want to go to, those are teams we have to, you know, match up against and win. And we're not. We haven't been doing that since I've been here before me.
When things go their way they go right now with you guys, you know, in this situation, teams do have a tendency to fracture, guys get frustrated and stuff like that. As leaders like yourself, what are the things that you have to do to avoid that?
It's okay to be frustrated. It's okay to be upset. You know, but leave that for at home in the locker room. You know, I'll definitely go home, talk to my family, let my frustrations out. but try my best not to show it and let you guys, you know, get a story out of it, to be honest. So that's my mindset. That's how I try to handle it. It's tough, but put your hat on and keep coming to work and keep grinding.
What do you think of the perception of that this team already is imploding based on what people saw on TV on the sideline today?
I mean, that's football. I mean, like, that happens every week on every team. You have guys who are fired up, who are competitors, and especially when things aren't going your way, that probably happens once a week, especially in a game where you're losing. So I don't really think that necessarily means, you know, the team is blowing up or this and that third. That's football. That's going to happen this week. It's probably going to happen again. And even if we were 7-2, there's times last year where we'll have those stuff that coming up, but it's just – wasn't a way they can write a story about it. Now they can because we're not doing too well.
Your first couple of years, obviously, there's a lot of games like this, streaks like this. Then you guys had the taste of playoffs last year. Does that make this more frustrating, you think, than earlier in your career when there was losing and lopsided losses like this?
Nah, losing just sucks no matter what. Just sucks. No matter year prior we made it to the playoffs or not, you know, we're not doing our job. We're not playing at the level we need to play. It's the NFL. We shouldn't be getting beat like this, no matter what the situation is. And we can't allow ourselves to continue to make excuses. That's the easy thing to do. And that's going to creep in. It's going to creep in everyone's mind. It's creeping in mine. But that's a daily fight. You got to continue to fight that. It's a mental battle at the same time. But, you know, leave it at home and come to work with a smile on your face and get ready for next week.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.